Well, I guess first walk us through that. That was you had a lot on the line tonight, looking to clinch a berth, and it was a pretty exciting game there in the third period.
Yeah, tied going into third. Obviously, we knew what we just had to keep playing simple and getting pucks deep. And I think we kept shooting from bad angles and creating rebounds. And Pecan was obviously fantastic there in the whole game. But we all came together. You know, we had a tough loss last night, and to travel throughout the night and find the energy today was quite an accomplishment for this team. So we're really happy about that.
What do you think you guys have to do to dig deep like that? You know, like you said, you have a loss last night, you travel all night, and you come back in here and you kind of take a stand.
Yeah, well, I think we have a resilient team. Obviously, we have an older lineup and guys that have been to the finals and won at many different levels. So we feel like any given night we can win, even through the travel and through the adversity. So obviously, the first berth here in the playoffs for the Beast, we're pretty happy about that. But we feel like we're resilient. If we lose, we can just come back the next night and just put everything behind us. So we're looking forward to getting to the playoffs.
I was just gonna say, so looking ahead now, you know you're making the playoffs. What do you think is the key to really going for the long stretch there?
Well, I think, Coach Chalks here has been really harping on defense. Obviously, defense, everyone says defense wins championships. So we've proven we can score goals, but we really need to prove we can defend and be a tight defensive team. So, we held them to under 2 goals tonight, and that's been kind of the key. If you can hold teams under 2 goals, you give yourself a really good chance to win every night. So going forward, we're just going to harp on defense. And we got great goaltending and from our D all the way up. So that's going to be our success, key to success going forward.
Absolutely. How do you feel personally? How do you feel your season has gone? I know you were up with the ice camps for a little bit, came back down, and you seem to really be surging and having some good luck. How do you feel things have gone?
I think it's been great. Obviously, we've got a great coaching staff here, and the guys really bonded throughout the year. So, we're all like a bunch of brothers and a bunch of kids. So, we have a great time. Personally, I felt like I've contributed throughout the year. So, I played a little bit of defense, center, left wing. So, wherever they put me, I'm more than happy to play. So, personally, I think I've had some success, and obviously the team has had great success as well. So, that's what I'm more concerned about.
What do you take from, you have a short stint up in the AHL. What do you kind of absorb as much as you can from that experience, practices, and the coaching staff to come back down here and
Yeah, I think at the next level, obviously, they focus on so many fine details of the game. So not that we don't down here, but they really harp on it. And they've got, great coaching staffs, a number of coaches on the bench and the video staff. And, we just don't have those resources down here. So when you can take that and be an older guy trying to, relay that on to the young guys, you try and do that as much as you can. So little things like that. I obviously had a stint with St. John's for the full year there when we were at the Winnipeg organization. So I took a lot from that. And going up and down, I just felt like you just got to play your game and be who you are and stay within yourself. And that's what I just try and pass on coming back.